Hello and welcome to Punta Vista episode 354. I am Ben and I am here listening to my favorite podcast. It's sort of hard to describe. The first thing you need to know is that it's very funny, but very silly. It's sort of a loosely improvised, semi-structured, free-flowing conversation between these comedians who are like, they're super zany, they're very rude, and yeah, they're married, and there's three of them. That's right, it's biggersofttitty.png.
Immediately resenting that we gave you the time to write this while we were all sitting still on the call. Immediately resenting it.
Oh, do you hate to hear yourself described and then plus a bit?
Yes.
With his large physical presence and serious demeanor, in a way sort of the dad of the polycule, it's streamer, comedian, and the only person I know who has read receipts turned on Messenger. It's Tom Walker. It's Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, it's me, Tom Walker, Andrew.
You're Tom Walker, Andrew.
It is so weird. I was going to write the exact same intro as this.
Like, for real?
Like where I would say it's Tom Walker and then say it's Ben.
Yeah.
But I couldn't really get there with the idea. You got there. You got there.
I can't wait to find out who Tom is.
Yeah. And of course, there's the zaniest member of the polycule. It's streamer, comedian, and voice actress Demi Lardner. It's Lucy.
Demi.
Yeah, there you go. You nailed it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Can you do that? Yeah. The high that she does?
Not really. Hi. You know, no. We can't all do
Tom,
that.
Tom, can you do the high?
Hi.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's pretty good.
And last but definitely not least, it's the third member of the polycule. It's sort of like the punchline of this intro because I've set up the other two things and now you know the third thing is the silly option. Mm-hmm. It's... can't be Hitler because we've done a Hitler one pretty recently and that just wouldn't... Can't be the guy that shot at Trump because someone died and that'd be off color. But it's Shin... The guy that tried to kill Shinzo Abe.
We got
him. Tom Walker. Hi, Tom.
Well, if you want to go by... Oh, first off, congratulations to me for killing that guy with a gun assembled from the contents of the Mousetrap board game.
Yes.
But... Second off, if you want to go like, you know, a factual route, of course, our polycule third is going to be drawn from the ranks of the listeners of the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're so thrilled to, you know, finally enter the audition phase this year by going through everyone subscribed to the Patreon.
I thought you were going to use the system where the person who was the funniest to both of you separately in chat on the stream gets to join, like sort of who has the best quips and stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you perform for the owner of a comedy club before you get to regularly perform there.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. One-on-one.
No, I've chosen to do one of those fuck every fan programs.
What I'm going to need people to do is start, I'm going to rejoin the Bunta Vista Discord and people can start atting me at their will. And whim.
I was actually going to message you the other day to say you're missing out on a lot of compliments in the Bunta Vista Discord, which is probably good for you. I don't think
that's
you should
definitely,
be.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I don't think I would take well to praise. I haven't had practice.
We have one channel in there that is mostly just complaining about a series of other podcasts that I'll leave anonymous and then praise for BST. That's all that happens in there. It's a really funny podcast.
We love our crazy podcast.
We do. Hey, I bet that these two podcasts, due to being Australian, probably make more sense if you're from Australia. That's because they're sort of regional. And we discuss things that are regional that happen in regions, in regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
Is the tail on that longer than usual?
It's always slightly too long.
Yeah.
Looking at your dog, you forgetful little bitch.
No, I know exactly how big that is.
No, you don't. You don't know anything about him.
He's in the other room. He's cuddling with Maddie. This is from WANE in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
The Wayne!
That's right. Summit City transforms into laser tag capital.
Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome.
claim to fame.
The Summit City has been the capital of laser tag since Thursday.
What was it on Wednesday?
They didn't have shit on Wednesday. On Wednesday, they didn't have fucking shit.
Wednesday now, was the night before the beginning of the dawn of fire. And now, finally, we have an industry.
Since Thursday, as a national laser tag competition has attracted players from all over the world. Teams from cities including Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Toledo, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Ann Arbor, and Madison have been competing alongside international teams from Gutenberg, Brisbane, Hobart, Frankfurt, and Nuremberg.
Hobart.
Brisbane and Hobart. How's that?
I've got to find out. I bet I know the guy. You know?
I have some Facebook friends in common with one of the guys from Brisbane. It's fun. Quote, I got together with a group of guys from Sweden and we wanted to play America's best here on their home site, Ben Baker says after traveling from Brisbane, Australia to participate. It's going to be a memory we will hold with us for the rest of our lives.
The laser tag game?
Yeah, it's a laser tag.
Yeah. I guess that's pretty fun.
Me in the nursing home at 90 years old, a nurse comes up to wipe my brow. I was a loser.
Me and a couple of Swedish guys.
I just met up with some Swedish guys?
Yeah, well, probably because there's not enough Australians to field a full team. So you've got to go with one of the other like D-level countries.
Guy from Hobart, maybe.
One of the other countries that Americans think about every once in a while.
Yeah, definitely Sweden, up there. Teams competed Friday in 10-minute games, groups of three, and will compete in other games to go farther in the tournament throughout the weekend. Tournament runs until Sunday at Ultra Zone Family Entertainment.
Oh, so it's happening.
I'd love to go to the Ultra Zone right now.
Wow.
I don't think I would feel particularly serious about something that I was doing if it was at a place that had Family Entertainment in the name.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to take it.
It's hard to think of it including the best in the world.
Yeah. I did a little bit of Facebook stalking, essentially, of the guy from Brisbane that went over there. He owns a laser tag center on the north side of Brisbane and one on the Sunshine Coast. And
he's all about it.
Yeah, he's a fierce advocate for laser tag. Like, there's so many news stories, like Courier Mail and Brisbane Times stories of him essentially refuting the idea that it's for children, which is very fun. I don't know a lot about laser tag. You know, obviously, I've done it a couple of times, both as an adult and as a child, but like I've never gotten to the competitive side of it. So I thought I would sort of delve into this a little. And I think there's a really interesting perspective here that I found on reddit.com/r/lasertag with the post title, "What is your play style?"
A little personal.
Mine is a kind of sniper assassin. Like getting a high ground, then sniping a bit, then going down to annihilate people from behind and then escaping so they don't realize what the hell just hit them.
I'd love to be annihilated from behind.
Yeah.
Now, this just doesn't happen. Like if you've ever played laser tag,
I'm just confused. Is this like a more serious laser? I feel like the laser tag I've played, it was a few dark rooms.
Yeah.
And like everyone was kind of just in there.
And you're running around and like Sandstorm is playing.
You've got like a glow suit and there's Sandstorm is playing.
Yeah, and you're sort of firing all over the place.
There's
whereas
no
this
real
guy,
room to be a sniper assassin.
Where's the higher ground?
What higher ground?
What higher ground are you talking about? Because you're in like a warehouse on the outer suburbs. And so it's just sort of like one flat concrete floor with a bunch of partitions and stuff. And then there's like a section that has black lights. I have a reply here from a different sort of play style. This person says, dogfighting. I'm going to face the opponent one-on-one. It is laser quest background.
I thought you were like bringing
dogs.
I mean, honestly, a trained attack dog would have its attention easily drawn in a laser tag arena. If you're firing at even just the ground around someone, the dog hates that and wants to kill the light.
That's true. Yeah. And he'll never like, you can't really... Shooting the dog with the laser gun doesn't do anything. It doesn't like disable the dog for 30 seconds.
It might annoy him. He might
fucking hate
it. Cop
turning up to the laser tag and just being like, this isn't like real life. It's not realistic. Plugging into the owner's dog, standing outside. Is there like, None of these playstyles seem to be like, I kind of play a children's game. A lot of them seem to be quite self-aggrandizing.
Yeah, they don't sound like goofy.
They're prestige classes silly with to it. Me. Yeah.
It's like a whole range of activities that are all pretending to be a killer. There's you got your laser tag. There's the people who are really into like the airsoft stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they fully mod all their guns and they're out there. Then there's paintball.
At least paintball, like you're doing an adult activity. That's not for kids.
That's not for kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laser tag, you don't want to be hit with the paintball.
Yeah.
Airsoft and paintball, I have a little bit more respect for and also fear for.
Mm. Yeah.
But laser tag, the last time I played laser tag, I feel like there was some guys there taking it very seriously. And that amounted to hiding behind a wall such that the thing on their chest that detects hits was completely obscured, but they could shoot other people with impunity. And then
that's actually a great strategy.
Yeah. Yes, they stood still and did that for the duration of the game and then took photos of the scoreboard on their iPhones. The rest of us were kind of running around going, wahoo!
Yeah. Putting a raincoat on over my vest and then playing the game.
Yeah.
This guy continues here. So he's going to get face-to-face, blah, blah, blah. It is my Laser Quest background. So I guess because he came up in Laser Quest, that makes him want to do it that way.
Wow.
Because of how Laser Quest is.
And what's Laser Quest?
Huh? Well, you wouldn't know if you haven't played Laser Quest. If you don't have a Laser Quest background, there's no point in even trying to explain it to you.
Is that just Laser Tag?
You can't be told what Laser Quest is. You have to see it.
Laser Quest and Ultra Zone kind of have like a West Coast, East Coast beef going on, where they have their distinct styles, but both of their merits, of course.
Yes. Like, I can be the second best player on one team and then be the alternate on another. I'm going to get up in your grill and be less than a 12 inches to a foot digging my phaser into your shoulder sensor. But hey, I was a player in the team that changed Laser Quest Nationals.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal.
That's a change the rules to say, stop slamming people with your gun, you fucking weirdo.
I feel like you're not allowed to do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, calm down. Please, sir, calm down.
Yeah, really like holding court at party voice. Yeah, I'm the guy who's the reason they changed the rules at Laser Quest.
This is such a specific type of guy, because they could be putting this energy into like airsoft.
Yeah,
or paintball.
But instead he's doing melee attacks in Laser Quest. He's like slamming his gun into the root of your spine.
And that spine belongs to a 13-year-old because it is laser tag.
Well, I kind of feel like now that I've seen the sort of shoot house training videos that like Keanu Reeves doing when he's doing like John Wick training and stuff, you know, where you're on a live course shooting at the little metal guys running around. That's kind of the ultimate aspirational point for this type of person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
in the same
operator.
Way that the ultimate aspiration for a war reenactor is actually murdering people?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can go shoot a gun.
My aspiration is to get onto one of those courses and before like this, the first target comes up and I immediately blast myself in the head. I feel like that would be a super intrusive thought that I would not be able to get away
from. You just kill yourself in front of all the other laser tag participants. Just one second in, you got the gun in your mouth.
I've seen too much. I've seen too much. The horrors of laser tag have affected me.
When will this war end?
The buzzer goes off and I'm immediately out there on the course hitting the targets with a hammer.
I was doing a little more looking around about laser tag generally and about this the guy, Ben Baker. Ben Bootser Baker. Strange. Boots
and Ben, if you're a listener, this is all kind of just in jest. Like,
yeah, yes. If you like this show,
joking.
I would love. I'd buy a couple of beers. Come down to the bar; it'd be great. He organized the 2014 Laser Tag World Titles, which were held at Laser Zone in Brisbane on the Sunshine Coast. Hmm. And the website for that is still up, and so I have a list of some of the players, sort of. It's not like a username. It's kind of like a nom de guerre, I guess. Like a handle, maybe. Here we go. In no particular order. Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Dope.
Okay.
Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
That's cooler than Phoenix to me.
noticing a trend.
Yeah.
Professor X.
And yet no one picks Cyclops. Weird. Stingray. Cougar. Black magic.
Gonna need to know more about the person using that nickname.
They are not white.
Okay.
Very good.
Yep. Punisher.
Oh.
Back into the Marvel territory. Okay.
Blaze.
Okay.
Beefy.
Yes, that's
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. On board All with right. Beefy.
I support Beefy. Brain.
I also support Brain.
Yeah.
Using my strategies.
Sauron.
Now, nobody no, picks sick. Cyclops, but...
That's so good.
That's really cool, dude. Azrael. Wraith. Robo.
Come on.
Ninja.
Oh, boy.
Ninja Jim.
This is why it's good that you can't register the same, like, username as someone else. Because this is all that Xbox Live would be if yeah. we didn't have, like, oh, you actually can't be Ninja. And so
Six
someone's like,
guys.
Yeah, cool. naming themselves auspiciousness or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, we're dipping into the vocabulary word gamer tags.
And so there being 500,000 guys called, like, Angel of Death.
Yeah.
Or Morpheus.
Ugh.
Lone Wolf.
Oh, Jesus.
But okay, you're on a you're team.
You're on a
team.
Come on, you're in a team
bro.
Sport. Yeah. Think about it. Think about it before
you're
you pick
not.
It.
They don't have team mindset based on no. those Reddit posts. These guys are in it for their own kills.
Yes. They're in yeah. it for the glory.
Yeah.
Spitfire.
Oh, my God.
Lycan.
No.
Like
lycanthropes. Like the lycans from
Oh,
Underworld.
Not like Werewolf. Not like moss.
Yeah.
Oh. Wrong. I'm not like, on. Maybe.
Because he lies in wait.
That's right.
He does have. He has a kind of sniper assassin play style.
You will slip over if you step on me.
I would describe myself as a sniper assassin in laser tag, aka I get very out of breath if I run for more than 6 steps in a row.
Yeah, I'm just kind of standing and waiting on the side of the maze that no one uses. When I was a, yep. You grew up in Sydney, right, Tom?
You got me.
When I was a kid, we used to go to a. There was a Zone 3 laser tag in, I want to say, is there a place in Sydney called Leichhardt? Is there a Leichhardt
there
in
is.
Sydney? I think there was a Zone 3 near Leichhardt that had like 2 areas. One was absolutely massive and it was completely unfinished plywood and in like full, like high voltage halogen lights.
Mm.
And then there was one very tiny area that had, it was just black lights and black paint and UV paint and stuff. And no one would ever go into the other half, the fully lit one, because it sucked real bad.
Yeah.
But my strategy was to hang out in there and wait to see if maybe someone would come back up. And then I'd go, oh, you didn't think someone would be here because it sucks, right?
You did the laser tag equivalent of going to the kitchen and seeing if there's a dog at the party.
Yeah, 100%. I think I might have had some sort of brain thing.
going to this group activity and waiting in the alone room.
Yeah. It's nice out here. The music is quieter.
And no one's pointing anything at me menacingly.
Much less distracting lights as well. Here I can just be alone with the machining of the gun.
I'm
here I can
about
sit and
books.
Think my thoughts. Yeah. I'm in the Earthsea series in the fully lit room.
Yeah. Oh. That, yeah. Yes.
I remember doing a laser tag once with like guns that were like weighted to be like real guns.
Oh, that rocks.
Cool. Oh.
And I tell you what, boy, you get tired.
Yeah.
Running around with them and like squatting and stuff. And the next day I was like, I think I'm going to die. I think I'm going to fucking die from running around in a half squat holding something heavy for like an hour.
So that's not for kids.
No, it's for adults. No. It's like war.
Like absolutely. War. I felt so adult hiding behind those big inflatables.
War can be for some children if they have a certain ambition about them. Yes. Have you ever... Dave Harmon, a friend of mine and one of the previous hosts of the Dragon Friends podcast, just to give him a bit of context for the listeners... is his previous job was he started something called Zed Town, which was like essentially it took over a huge public space and basically turned it into a Nerf zombie game. So it meant like it took over the whole University of Sydney campus for one day.
They used to do that shit at UQ as well, except I don't think it didn't really take over the whole campus because I think like a very small number of people did it. But
yeah,
same idea.
A lot of people did this one, but it also meant that a person I was friends with was exposed to people who were incredibly into Nerf darts and modifying Nerf guns to be tactical. And so they had to be like, please don't turn up with modified guns. And then so that would get like posts from Nerf enthusiasts who were like, well, the usually accepted way to test the strength of a Nerf dart is to use a chronometer to simply, you know, measure the velocity that the Nerf dart leaves the chamber. So why don't you just set up a testing station so we can use our beloved guns? And they're like, we're not going to. There are 300 people involved. We're not going to get someone to stand there with a stopwatch and time every single like gun fired.
We can't even get the government to set up pill testing to stop people from dying. We're not going to do it with Nerf bullets.
And then they had like a lot of people who were just very, very much turning up in full tactical gear with like, you know, with no nod to the fact that they were engaged in a fun zombie time thing.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's this morning when I was taking Lewis out for a piss, it's hard rubbish at the moment where I live, and there was a box that had like 12 Nerf guns in there and like a bunch of different kinds of Nerf guns. There was like a Nerf crossbow and my like the 22-year-old lizard part of my brain was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yes. And then I immediately was like, no, that would be so fucking stupid. I'm going to keep walking. But I thought about it so hard. And even saying this now, I'm like, well, I could just go back for like the crossbow one maybe. Like that would be,
yeah,
that'd be fun, right?
We don't have any Nerf guns in our place. And I'm just, every now and then, me and Demi will be like, what if we just bought two BB guns to point at each other during the podcast?
Yes.
What energy would that bring, you know?
Ooh, adrenaline.
Yeah.
I feel like I just fundamentally disrespect people who, like, they clearly fancy themselves in the mode of, like, a full-bore survivalist. But they're only really constraining it to like Nerf gun wars. Move out to the woods, dig a bunker, get some real guns.
Go to Las Vegas, pay for the Call of Duty experience.
Mm.
You know, you can shoot those guns.
What is the Call of Duty experience?
You can do a Call of Duty experience.
What does that mean?
You can use all the guns, you know? You can shoot like machine guns. And
did you enjoy this when you did it, Lucy?
I didn't have the money for it, but maybe next time. Yeah.
Because you spent all your money on getting married.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Probably should have used it on a Call of Duty experience in retrospect.
Big time.
Hey, last time I played laser tag, I played it with David Wayne, who is sort of a celebrity if you know about a specific kind of American comedy. We also talk about celebrities in a segment we call Celebrity Watch.
Katy Perry take really aged well.
Yeah.
She's flopping again, folks.
She's flopping. She's in her flop
Katy Perry
era.
Has officially lost it.
Elna got me to throw her new video on the other day because she was like, I keep seeing little bits of it.
It's really rough.
I have to watch the whole thing. And we watched the whole thing and we're both suitably just mystified.
I don't know anything about this other than the fact that the same clip keeps coming up on, I don't know, whatever platforms I'm scrolling through, and there is half a second where it's just a full frame of titties where I'm like, ah! What's going on?
There's full titties in there. But that's
She looks simply wonderful in the still images. Yeah. And unfortunately, I will be not delving any closer.
Did you say delping?
I think I said delving, like a fucking ChatGPT, but...
well, the tape will speak for itself. This is from People Magazine. Man missed call from doctor, accidentally sends him to Britney Spears voicemail, brackets exclusive.
Cool.
Yeah. So what do you reckon happened here, just from that headline?
Man missed call from doctor, accidentally sends him Britney Spears voicemail.
Yes. And just to give you a clue, there is no possessive apostrophe in Britney Spears before
it's
voicemail.
Not Britney Spears' voicemail. Instead, it's perhaps a voicemail where he's pretending he's to be Britney Spears.
Or he's talking about Britney Spears.
Britney Spears hotline.
Oops. Connor Patterson didn't answer his phone again.
Fucking hell.
That's dire.
That's so okay. Fucking Connor Patterson.
Yeah, classic Connor Patterson.
This person wrote that first sentence and then closed their laptop and said, I'm done for the day. I can come back and finish the rest of this tomorrow.
It practically writes itself now that strong foundation is laid.
But he did learn he and his doctor have similar tastes in music.
Great.
The medical professional wrote Patterson to note his attempt to get in touch and to share his appreciation for Patterson's hilarious voicemail greeting. An old school recording of Britney Spears.
Okay.
Yep. The 26-year-old tells People he set the... That's the magazine, not just like he generally tells. Just
telling people.
That he set the, quote, vintage audio to answer missed calls back when he was a sophomore in high school, and he's kept it ever since. So far, just to get you guys up to speed, I know I've introduced a lot of stuff. His doctor has tried to call him, and it's gone to his voicemail.
His novelty
voicemail message.
Yeah, he's got a novelty voicemail message, which I guess is not really something people do anymore. So that's
kind of.
And was this relayed to the public via a vertical, like a reel or a TikTok? And
no doubt.
You're so smart. Yeah.
Okay. And we're talking like a TikTok with, I don't know, maybe sub 1,000.
Oh, no.
Okay, now it's blown up.
Patterson posted a TikTok about the interaction with his doctor and shared the full answering message, which begins with a soundbite from Britney Spears' 1999 hit single, Baby One More Time. The singer's voice then addresses the caller saying, Hi, this is Britney Spears, and sometimes my friend can't come to the phone, and this is one of those times. So leave a message at the beep, and baby, they'll call you back one more time.
This is actually sick. I actually think this is really funny.
That actually does rock. Yeah.
Awesome.
Everything old is new again.
Yeah,
this is
rocks.
Funny to do. What a funny thing to do if you're 26 also.
Yeah.
Because the only people calling you are like your parents. So they'll hear that and be like transported back in time. You've given them a bite at Proust's Madeleine.
And what sort of 26-year-old man would be obsessed with Britney Spears? I don't know what type of person that would be.
Why, he'd be a catch for any wife. Any woman would be thrilled to date him.
I'm kind of curious about how he got this audio onto his phone.
Oh, that's also explained. The process is explained. Don't worry.
Thank God.
The TikTok also features a screenshot of Patterson's doctor's response, which simply reads, Just called you, brackets, incredible voicemail, by the way. Is it?
I don't know about incredible.
I wouldn't go that far.
Pretty funny, man. Pretty funny.
How else are you going to acknowledge it, though? Like, I just called you.
Yeah.
What's going on with your phone?
What's up? Is your phone broken?
I just called you. Is that real? Missed call from doctor. Missed call from doctor. Missed call from doctor. Missed call from doctor.
I would love to meet her.
The cancer hasn't shrunk. Sorry, bad news.
Oh, yeah. At no point do they reveal what the phone call was about. I know, which is
weird.
Yeah,
if the doctor's calling you, that's usually pretty bad.
Yeah. Chemo was unsuccessful. Yeah.
I love Britney.
It's Britney, bitch.
I'm your oncologist, and you're actually going to be experiencing something very toxic yourself. Intriguing, that thing we talked about. Wink.
Oh, fuck. I'm a big fan of, because, you know, like, no one really cares about what their voicemail message is, right? Mostly because no one really
Yeah, I find it weird when someone's got a personalized one that's not just like the computer, the robot.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like the computer. It's lazy to me. Come on.
I like when someone has clearly previously had one of the ones where you just say your name and then it fits it into an automatic message.
Mm.
But then at some point, the system has changed, so it's no longer the automatic message. So you call them up and their voicemail message is just them going, Ben.
That's it. That's good.
That's classy. It's discreet. It's subtle. Patterson admits that he was initially a little embarrassed to know Spears greeted his doctor on the phone. It's your fucking voicemail
Maybe
message.
Stop.
Don't go to the doctor, dipshit. There. Also, that way nothing's wrong with you.
That's the approach I take with my teeth.
If I got to choose between having this voicemail message or seeing the doctor in my life, I know what I'm picking.
But the Chicago resident also understood his doctor's appreciation was genuine. Great.
That's nice. He's paid to interact with you, just for the record.
Yeah, stop. Yeah. That's a sex worker. Now that you've made them like you, that's emotional labor. Yes, pretending to like your stupid message.
You don't need your doctor to like you.
No,
it's just sort of speaking generally. That's not a required part of the service. You could have like a rude old guy as long as he tells you that hey, you need to get that lump checked out.
I feel like my doctor actively doesn't like me, but
that couldn't be the case.
Well, she certainly likes Demi, and yes, you heard me right. She.
You guys have the same doctor?
Yeah. Isn't that fucked up?
I guess that's what couples do.
Live together, work together, podcast together. Same doctor.
I know, dude. Yeah, she's like, and like she'll just like be listening to me yap on, and then she'll be like, and how's Demi? And like, you know, eyes light up.
Precious Demi, I was just thinking about her.
I'd love to get her in here and talk about all her. I mean, it is probably fun as a doctor getting something so.
Yeah,
just checking the doors closed. Well, yeah, someone who's such an easy
like a
solve. Yeah, one of those 4-piece puzzles that they give babies. I pretty much figured this one out from looking at it.
Just a little lull in the session before she says, and how's the one of you with normal health? How's the good one?
He got a kick out of it too. I think he appreciates it, says Patterson.
You're lying to yourself, brother. You are lying to yourself.
Well, I don't know. He's got something to back up his theory here. Quote, I'm also assuming as a gay male, he probably loves her too. So I think he loved it all.
You're assuming your doctor's sexuality?
I think he knows his doctor is gay. I think he's assuming that as a gay male,
he just loves Britney.
Would love Britney. Because that's sort of, you know. It's
gay
a
guy with gay it's guy doctor. Thing. It's just such a shame to see the bubbles we put up around ourselves.
Yes.
Guy who lives, works with his wife and also goes to the same doctor as his wife. Yeah.
Yeah, bubbles. My doctor's a... I don't know if this came through before, but my doctor's a woman.
A what?
No, but then whose son is at the hospital? That doesn't make any sense.
Sorry, I go to the doctorette. It's cheaper. On account of the pay gap.
You've got a doctoress.
Yeah, I've been paying 70% of the invoice that is sent to me. Yeah, this is interesting to have a big story about a voicemail.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of our bread and butter, Tom.
Yeah. Just remembering also, this is Celebrity Watch.
Yeah, the celebity part.
Brittany's on the phone, I guess.
Gotcha. Yep.
It's a recording of her voice, so she kind of is there in spirit.
Yes, you know, and also I think this guy is a celebrity as well now. The TikTok creator says that the doctor similarly appreciates how much social media users love their interaction, which has reached 3.9 million views and over 419,000 likes since Patterson posted it in May.
Wowee.
Wowie zowie. That sucks, man.
I think it's actually not good how famous the average person can be.
Yeah.
Just like on any one day, like just for like one day. I don't think it's good that we've created that.
My doctor heard my voicemail and now 4 million people have seen the text exchange that I had with my doctor. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, the 15 minutes of fame thing was way over. Like it was, it's both more and less than he guessed it was. And also it can destroy people in a way that I think the originally pitched 15 minutes of fame cannot.
Yeah, I think like even the way where it destroys people even if nothing bad happens to them is kind of horrible. Yeah. But just like I bet, what do you reckon, you remember there was that lady and she put on a Chewbacca mask.
Chewbacca mom.
And that made her laugh a lot and then she went viral from that. Like she's probably right now still trying to wheel and deal off that. You know, like that's still her whole life and no one thinks about it anymore because that she was
she's
like
not the, getting much out of it anymore.
No,
well, and you couldn't see her face either.
True. Yeah, I don't know what she looks like.
She's got to bang that mask back on every time she's looking for a little.
But like,
juice.
She was the only thing that was being talked about, like on the internet for like a whole fucking month, and now it's just nothing.
I don't remember the bit where, sorry, I'm on the Chewbacca mask ladies Wikipedia page. I didn't remember the bit in 2016 where she posted a video on Facebook of her cover of Heal the World, dedicating it to the victims of the 2016 shooting of Dallas police officers.
Did she have the Chewbacca mask on?
I don't think she did.
I hope
she didn't.
And this is the thing, it turns people into celebrities who feel like they have to...
Oh, I'm using my platform,
You've got to take advantage of whatever you got.
Yeah, and that now people expect you to, like, put out, like, press releases about the happenings in the world.
Yes. I believe I'm going to use my platform the same way our old pal Mario does to get through this crazy level to other, bigger, better platforms and just see just where this adventure goes.
Yes.
And why don't you all join me by subscribing on Twitch?
I'm
going to
shoot you with the Shinzo RPG.
Fair enough. Absolutely. Yep. Fair enough. Absolutely.
Life's kind of a bunch of quests for me.
Yuck.
Elner and I were watching some Connor O'Malley stuff over the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of his stuff that's on YouTube where he's like filmed entire things himself and edited it all together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she absolutely loves it because she's like, it is both very funny and like genuinely horrifying. It really has like the vibe of a horror movie, you know, mm-hmm. as the tone kind of goes darker and darker across the whole video. But I think he's like really tapped into a particular, like very online kind of person with some of the characters he does, because at some point during one of the videos, Eleanor just kind of sighed and said, like, there must just be so many people out there just making videos for fucking no one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just grinding out this shit and posting it and trying to get a little connection with somebody and nobody's listening and it's going nowhere.
That must suck. If nobody
I just
want to
be
to
the
stuff.
Chewbacca mom.
Don't know what that's like, but you know, it
it's
must
so
suck.
Weird. Like when you see the statistics on like every platform has like the craziest curve of like where the views and the likes are, that like 1% of users get 99.999% of the views or whatever. And there are literally like millions of like everything. It would be on Twitter and Twitch and OnlyFans, everything. Like there are people out there that are working their asses off that are like, you know what? A couple of more years of posting with only like 30 listens or 30 views or whatever, and I will have my moment.
It's going to pop off.
Yes. But that's not how it works. It's like...
It's really not. It sucks. It's really depressing.
Yeah. Think of all the podcasts that go completely unlistened to.
Oh, there'd be a lot. Not
I
us.
Feel
like, well, you're my, listening yeah. to it.
Thank you for listening. I'm a huge fan of r/Twitch. And like basically any zero viewer Twitch streamer, because they have an interesting thing where they will, similarly to like, you know, social media people, they'll be like, you have to do, you know, you just have to do this, you have to do that, you have to make sure you're working and grinding away at this. But it just amounts to them like clicking go live and then streaming silently for 8 hours a day and then posting about it, being like, does anyone have tips for discoverability?
I'm paying my dues.
Yeah, they do view it as like, yeah, it's
Which is kind of like, you know, I was talking to somebody about this the other day who was saying that they had like tried stand-up comedy one time and they were like, and to be clear, it was not good. It went very badly. And I said, my understanding, like people refer to it as like paying your dues because you've got to like get up and just keep having a go in front of people until you can form enough confidence or figure out what works about what you're doing or whatever. But it requires like eating shit over and over again for a long time. Right. And, but like, there's people there for you to gauge some kind of reaction from or whatever. Yeah. Whereas if you're just like streaming to absolutely no one, how would you know if anything you're doing is good or bad? Like, and there's absolutely no feedback or anything to change about what you're doing.
That's the discoverability thing as well. Like, even if you are doing bad stand-up and you're like bombing in a room somewhere, you're in a room and there are people there. So like people are looking at you like... Podcasts.
Even if those people are only other open mic comedians who aren't really listening or anything, that's still, you know, 1,000% more interaction and feedback than you're getting from your podcast, which you're just uploading to Bandcamp and posting about on social media that no one follows. And like, I don't know how you fucking do it. You got to do something else. You got to...
Like, literally the only reason people listen to this... is because it's so good.
It's so good.
It's because we already had
We're very discoverable.
We already had an
online presence.
I don't know
presence.
How you would start from nothing.
You can't get more people to listen to your podcast, as far as I can tell, other than from people telling their friends to listen to it. But like, it's not like you go to the podcast app on your phone and go, oh, what's trending today? Because...
I mean, some people do. That's how Free to a Good Home still gets listeners, is people will Google... funny podcast and it's still for some reason high up on the SEO for that.
We've got to work on our SEO maybe.
Yeah. We've got to try and nudge them out of the funny podcast.
Funny
game.
Podcast bracket.
How about a funny podcast that updates often? Maybe we'll get to the top of that one. Quote, I actually sent him a message being like, hey, just letting you know I screenshotted your message and I put it on TikTok, Patterson recalls. He was like, that's hilarious. I can't believe this happened.
It's so random that we did that.
This is so crazy of us.
I believe it is homophobic for me to say this, but this does sound like two gay guys talking.
I don't want to say that I've changed the way I've been doing the line reads since the gay reveal. But sometimes a character just lives in me.
Well,
you know?
Just like, you know, I took a screenshot of you. Well, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yes. You are being completely fucking funny right now.
Despite Spears' longtime presence on Patterson's phone, he tells People magazine that he often forgets that her voice greets callers when they can't reach him.
That's the voicemail concept.
Yep.
I can go days without thinking about my voicemail. Yeah, you're 26. No one calls you,
no
brother.
No one calls you except your doctor because there's something urgently fucking wrong. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's iconic. You are dying.
So my doctor, who is the same age and pretty much the same person as me, is sending me the emoji with just the teeth in a straight line.
Yeah. quote, I never really answer my phone unless I'm expecting a call or if it's a name I remember. So a lot of the times I... Or if it's a
name I remember.
Okay.
So like if you've got the number stored in your phone but you don't remember the name. I don't think I know it, Josh. No, won't be answering that one.
But incoming call from Fred Flintstone. Yabba dabba doo. A recognizable name.
What a strange system. So a lot of the times I just let it go to voicemail and then someone makes a comment on it. The professional event coordinator explains. Yeah, I bet he's a professional event coordinator.
I bet he is.
Yeah, club nights. Once a week you do a club night. Yeah, professional event coordinator for sure.
It
I'm like
be a bingo.
Oh, it could be.
Could be.
Or trivia.
Hey, it could be a clan rally.
Yeah.
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 Let's this stay guy, open-minded
you're laughing
here, folks.
It up.
This might be the gay racist Zuma. I'm like, oh shit, that's still my voicemail. And then I'm just like, whatever, it's funny.
Okay.
What a journey. Spears clearly sounds younger in her message, but Patterson adds that the audio quality is also a sign of the time when he set it as his voicemail.
Wait, you're telling me a tape from 1999 is making someone sound younger?
It's from the past. That's how an audio recording works. He remembers holding his cell phone up to a computer to capture the sound directly from a YouTube video. So that's the how of it,
yep.
If you're wondering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Quote, it was just a straight up recording, and that's why it sounds so muffled. I must have been on my iPhone 4 or something like that, he says.
Did you get this from like longread.com? This is so in depth.
Yeah.
Why?
SEO, probably. The more words you got, the
articles
better
are now. Yeah.
Honestly, oh, yeah. Tom, I think this is one of Ben's favorite things to do to us is to present us with a like 10 paragraph long article
about a
15 second long TikTok. We spent 45 minutes talking about someone's haircut the other day.
I know. I listened to the podcast. I was in there just listening to paragraph after paragraph come out of Ben's mouth.
But Jimmy the hairdresser.
While the sound quality isn't totally up to today's standards, Patterson says he has no plans to replace his voicemail greeting. Quote, oh my God, I'm going to keep it forever, he tells people, adding that he now gets calls from friends who aren't even looking to have a conversation. Sometimes people will tell me, oh, I'm going to call you, but don't answer it because I need to show someone your voicemail, says Patterson. You are dull people. You people are dull.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about
doing
gay people generally.
Zoomers,
I just mean
just
these
zoomers.
Specific gay people.
No, gay people are all really fun, as far as I understand.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of movies about that.
I find something...
they're very fun with each other.
I find something honestly intoxicating, and I can't quite put my finger on what about gay people. There's something about the gay
intriguing.
Man that entrances even the most ardent heterosexual. The closeted podcaster.
Tom Walker, song and dance man.
Tom is a song and dance man.
He's a bit of a song and dance man,
no,
isn't he?
Like, I'm not.
He's really into working out. Seems a borderline asexual from the outside. No, I'm just kidding. You probably fuck. This podcast is crazy. We just say stuff, and sometimes some people, like the gay community, are going to catch strays. There's another segment where we talk about people catching strays.
I thought they liked rescues. I thought they were more about going to the shelter and picking up a rescue.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true, yeah.
Instead of catching strays.
Yeah, probably.
It's
probably time for
shelter. No, I'm talking still.
Clipping report. It's just one this week. It has a death in it, sorry. A 24-year-old man died in Rochester, New York, while visiting a friend at his home. The friend was on the second floor of the house carrying a rifle and accidentally pulled the trigger, which fired a bullet through the floor and into the head of the 24-year-old man who was downstairs at the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you think this was an accident? I guess he shot through the roof, right?
I mean, I don't think he used, like, the gun from Perfect Dark that lets you see through walls to dome his friend and be like, ooh, whoopsie doopsie.
He might have used the far sight. Lucy's right.
Yeah. Why was he carrying a rifle at his home?
That's really funny to me. Are you guys picturing him standing still holding the rifle just like, this is the life?
Yeah, I love holding guns.
Best thing about this one, it's pointed at the floor, so it can't hurt anyone.
Yep. That's what they say. It always point it down. Shit, why are you handling a gun with a bullet in it in your home with a friend there? What are you doing?
Maybe practicing like conversation for later.
Yeah.
You'll be wanting to ask me about my rifle, I bet. You know?
No. Let him ask first.
Oh, this?
This whole thing?
It's funny that you ask.
Just carrying it loosely, just kind of down near my hip. So it's like, I'm not trying too hard.
Yeah, like I'm not showing it off.
Yeah. Slung over one shoulder, kind of low on the shoulder.
Keeps knocking shit off the coffee table. Yeah. Oh, Sorry about that.
I forgot
that.
I had this.
Oh, this? Yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, my God. New?
Oh, it is, actually. So funny that you asked.
It's honestly just so much a part of my EDC. I did honestly forget it's here sometimes.
I don't even feel it. I don't even feel the rifle on my body. Hey, shooting your friend through the head with a gun. Well, that's probably a crime. It's time for Crime Watch.
Sorry, not to exaggerate, that is the longest time I've been alone with my own thoughts for a week.
Yeah, do you enjoy the part of the podcast where it's just us stone-facedly waiting for the segment theme to finish?
I literally do. Crime Watch is a little bit grinding, I will say, but yeah. It's really even better in person where you get to see everyone kind of be like, okay.
This is why we can't do video episodes. There's just no fucking way that we can leave these parts in without looking like we're fucking Patrick Bateman or something. It's no good. At least the Polish national anthem has some laughs in it. From KTLA, thieves target Hollywood Hills home in multi-million dollar heist.
Seems like a good home to target.
Yeah, good call.
Great job, thieves. Thieves, stay winning.
A homeowner remains shaken after burglars smash their way into a Hollywood Hills home in a brazen multi-million dollar heist. The break-in, which targeted a home in Doheny Estates, happened on Tuesday at around 12:30 p.m. The homeowner, identified only as Luis, believes he was singled out and targeted. Is that how you say that? The Spanish L-U-I-S?
I would think Luis.
Luis?
Luis? Luis? Luis? Yeah. Luis Guzman.
Is it Luis Guzman?
I think it's Luis Guzman. They got him.
Maybe they were just trying to break in and see you because they haven't seen you in one of your wonderful turns on stage and screen lately. Because it's always such a thrill when Luis Guzman pops up and something.
Nice to see him pop up.
Yeah.
My neighbor called me and said, "Are you at your house?" Luis recalled. I said, "No." He said, "I'm sorry, but I think you've been hit."
These guys know a cool way of saying it.
That's a really fucking cool way of saying that.
Mm.
The thieves shattered a large floor-to-ceiling glass window and went inside.
Well, hey, are you at your house shattering one of your windows?
Did you just use a jackhammer to like break into your own house?
Seeing a guy smash through the wall of my neighbor's house and be like, "Oh, renovation.
He's doing it again."
Oh, fair enough. And he's wearing his favorite mask.
Oh, his face must be cold. They quickly disabled the home's alarm system and disconnected all security cameras.
Yes.
Quote, "Whoever broke into this house understood the security system," Louise said. They went straight to the media room and disabled the internet. That allowed them to have a free pass because all of the cameras go completely offline and automatically the gate opens.
What did they take into that room? Kim Kardashian's famous ass?
Shut up.
Huh?
Did they do that?
I don't think they did that.
They probably just unplugged it.
Yeah, it was probably busy.
I saw it was like a brewery or a venue or something do a post the other day where they recreated the break the internet photo, but they did it like last week, which I don't think anyone has thought about that.
It's a really strange thing
now,
to do.
I guess.
Yeah, I think me and Demi have been thinking about it like recently, but that's...
Yeah, you guys aren't representative of like the zeitgeist, generally speaking.
No, we're outliers.
It is funny, that whole thing still, though. Like the claim, just the whole thing of like, oh, a picture of a butt. The internet's not ready for these.
This humongous ass is composed of so many pixels, the internet could not possibly take it. We're uploading Kim Kardashian's ass, and it's farting in flack. So it's actually way too big for any computer to open.
It's full frontal vagina
Drive,
now.
But it's full. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on Twitter, in the Twitter replies. It's just a pussy.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing, Lucy. You got to remember, this is the post-broken internet. Oh, yeah. You know, we're living in the time
of the broken internet.
Yeah.
I want to see
shattered internet, yes.
Glenn Powell breaks the internet. It's just his spread ass cheeks and his butthole. But he's bending his head down so he can still that see that crazy weaselly smile that he has.
Glenn Powell,
cheeky
if
grin
you
between
are
his legs, right?
Glenn Powell, I would love
spread
to see
them
what
cheeks.
You're working with. Back to front, Glenn Powell.
Full census of genitalia for one Glenn Powell. One with your thong pulled to the side, one with your eyes face visible.
I saw a photo of Glenn Powell's family today for whatever reason, came up on Twitter, and they all have exactly the same teethy smile. It's crazy.
I got them all them veneers.
Yeah, they've all got like shiny white perfect, like weirdly perfect teeth.
Whenever I see a family with those teeth, I'm like, they're gonna eat me.
Yeah,
you know, when you have your children's teeth replaced so they're better for biting, I'm like, okay, what are you biting? Is it Tom?
Is it old Tumbo? Is he next on the jumping block?
It couldn't be sweet, delicious Tumbo, could it?
I'd taste ever so yucky. Don't pick me.
Don't do it. Sweet, delicious Tumbo marbled from hours of sitting.
I've only been eating sake and grain. The homeowner's neighbors saw three men wearing ski masks running out of the home and driving away in a white Jeep Grand Cherokee SUV.
That's
crazy. I like this crew. Yeah. I respect this crew.
Professional. Nice car.
Yeah. Done by lunchtime. Go get a big sandwich.
Oh, my God. Big sandwich, one beer. Oof. Three boys. Ill-gotten gains. Grand Cherokee?
You can share in a sandwich, like one big sandwich. Is that...
Boys, that heist went off without a hitch. Now, let's go to Subway for the
foot-long.
6-foot-long party sub.
Can I have that foot-long cut into 4-inch subs, please?
Leave it all in one piece. We're going to Scooby-Doo it. We're going to Scooby-Doo it in the Grand Cherokee. Don't worry.
Two dudes on the outside, one guy starting from the middle. Now, I know what you're thinking. The middle wouldn't work. Well, what's happening is he's taking a bite. The other two are pushing it inwards with their mouths so that when he opens his mouth, there's more in his mouth. And then they all meet in the middle. And then they kiss.
And not for me, that last part. I don't find anything intoxicating about it at all.
I won't be thinking about it.
I simply can't bring that to mind. What would it even look like, three men kissing? Well, Google, old friend, I believe I'll call on you again.
I'm going to watch some videos of it so I know what not to think about. The thieves ransacked Louise's closet and escaped with his entire collection of expensive wristwatches.
Oh.
Nerd.
You dork. Nearly 50 watches were stolen, including pieces from Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe. I'm not a watch guy. I don't know these brands. And more priced anywhere from 5 to 6 figures each. You telling me you got a 6-figure watch? Multiple 6-figure.
This is Luis Guzman, for sure.
This is Luis Guzman, absolutely. You know what? Look up red carpet photos of Luis Guzman.
Is he wearing any Rolexes?
Wristwatch in every single photo of him.
Wow.
It's crazy. I would have picked a different name as my pseudonym for this article.
Yeah.
It's based on your famous taste in watches.
Are any of us on the call here watch guys?
No.
Are you?
Not particularly.
No, I'm not. I have a Casio, which I really like, and I currently need to get the strap fixed on, but it's... No. The watch guy is not a thing I can be. And usually I'm into, like, you know, spending money on shit that doesn't matter, but the watch is just doesn't work for me.
I think our as in me and you, Tom, I think we have very similar sort of kit brains, that the idea of getting like one very good something after doing lots of research into like a specific type of gear is quite appealing. And I could see how the watch would fall into that, but I can't get over the extravagance of getting a watch when I have a device on me at all times that tells the time.
Yeah, I think already. The Casio watch that I have is like the F91W, and also it has the benefit of like, oh, now I know the time, and I'm not compelled to open this and check the same four things that I always check and do my little rounds, you know?
That's very fucking smart, actually. I should get a watch. I
Dude,
should
the
spend
Casio
a
watch
couple
is good.
Yeah.
R/watches.
Watch no, research. You don't need to do that.
I think I just spent a little bit of time on R/watches.
No, Ben, don't go into WatchTube.
I'll read a bunch of posts from you/facemaster. Oh. Handman.
Oh, Handman got banned.
I would absolutely, I would like to be a watch guy if it wasn't so prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, six figures sometimes, it turns out.
Yeah, there's no cheaper watch.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, there might be some cheaper ones on the black market right now, because of these guys. So keep an eye out for that. Quote: "My entire collection of Patek Philippe is gone," Louise said. All of them, every single one of them. I had some very special pieces. Louise believes the thieves knew exactly which watches he had and where they were located.
It's an inside job. Family, for sure.
Yeah. I'd be checking your kids' text messages.
Yeah.
You know, maybe someone's been like, hey, does your dad have any expensive watches? Where are they? How do I disable the alarm? How do I open the gate? I'll give you $5,000. All of a sudden, a little 15-year-old Hector... he's not your friend anymore, is he? Because he wants $5,000 and he knows where the watches are.
Mm. My stupid dad's too busy looking at his watches to take me to laser tag.
Yes.
I wish someone would fucking clean him out.
I wish someone would fucking take his watches.
My little hand is becoming a big hand with the passage of time, and he's not even looking up from his damned watches.
Yes. Great.
I hate my dad, Luis Gomez.
I hate my dad.
Did you call him Luis Gomez?
I did, because I was looking at those pictures of him. He's Gomez.
He's Gomez. And
look,
also
not racist.
Guzman Gomez. It's
Guzman
all connected.
Gomez, look, it's all connected.
The cosmic dance
look, I'll
continues.
Say it was very appropriate of them to cast him as Gomez Adams, because if you look at the original drawings of the Adams family that it's all based on, looks like Luis Guzman.
Yes, yeah, 100%. There was all that uproar about it, but he 100%. Looks a lot like the cartoon.
He's much more appropriate than Raul Julia, R.I.P.
Yeah, he's got five kids, by the way.
Luis Guzman.
So, like, yeah.
Could be anyone.
Could be anyone, yeah.
Wow.
Quote, they knew what was here, and that's the thing I don't understand, Luis says, because I'm very private, so how would they know what was here? He said he would be investing in major security upgrades following the brazen theft. Neighbors in the area remained concerned and said several homes in the community have been ransacked by burglars in the past few months. Louise is frustrated and remains on edge after the theft, but believes the suspect's responsible will be caught soon enough.
It would be so funny if he bought another watch and they immediately robbed him again.
Yeah. He's just got like a tarp in front of that one window, and they just push the tarp inside. They just come in and take the watch.
Oh no, they've come back for my clocks.
The only other thing in this world I love.
No, they're removing the sundial from my front garden. It doesn't even say the time now that you've inverted it to carry it off. You charlatans.
My beautiful Japanese water clock. No.
I'm looking at r/watches right now, and there's one guy who keeps posting just pictures of watches he's drawn to this.
Are they existing watches or watches from his mind's eye?
No, yeah, he's like just drawing watches that exist in the world. And then, but then every other photo on the subreddit is just like a nasty fucking wrist with a watch on it.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter.
Like, what else do you post?
Like, this guy has posted, bought my first luxury watch today, and it'd just be so hard not to reply with that, to that with, like, I will kill you.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
Kill yourself. I'd like to really apologize for what I just said. It was an instinctive reaction to the post that you'd done when I thought about your life. Have
a great
day.
Replying with, like, yep, no worries, we get it. This is not There's the place actually... for you if you're going to say that.
It happens much more often than you'd think. Listener,
First rule of the subreddit is that you have to apologize within 2 minutes of threatening to kill someone on a post. We understand it's normal, but you just have to clear the air as quickly as possible.
Past guest of the show, Josh Sawyer, is a big time watch guy, and I just want to say that when he does it, it's very cool.
Yes,
I find it very charming and cool and interesting. It's just not for me. Quote, to dispose of stolen watches, you've got to find buyers, Louise said. The watch community is a very, very tight-knit community. And if they can just watch, wink, out for a flood of watches, we're talking almost 50 watches, very high-end watches, that are going to hit the market. And you'll know that some of those watches are mine.
Yes, yes. The watch community is certainly not going to simply buy your watches for pennies on the dollar. Yeah. You fool.
Yeah. You're going to see a rival wearing one of your watches, but it's a faux pas in the watch community.
You can't say, is that my watch?
Hey, is that, really funny, actually. Can I just have a look at that and look at the serial number real quick? Because I had one looked exactly the same as that.
The watch community is governed by many, many layers of etiquette. And so he'll be absolutely stopped from saying anything.
The phrase, I had a watch just like that, is like the same as saying the N-word in the watch
community.
You'll
be banished. You'll be canceled.
You just cannot do it.
You can do it actually quite a bit, given the demographic of people, a lot of the people who collect watches.
Oh, sorry, it's instead of that. They don't have a taboo against you.
Yeah. We've traded one for the other. Oh, to be a close-up magician infiltrating the watch community.
Oh, you clean up.
Holy.
Oh, my God. Imagine going to like a big black tie watch meetup. And just shaking everyone's hands. Big double-handed shake. Everyone, the next day, they're like, my watch feels 10 grams lighter. Oh, my God, it's a replica.
Did anyone notice that new man, Jeremy, leaving the party incredibly slowly as if over-encumbered? I noticed that there's nothing particularly suspicious about it, except I noticed he didn't fast travel away at the end of the night.
He couldn't run or jump. Really, really interesting. Someone offered him if he wanted to take away some of the cake home with him, and he said, I can't fit anything else.
What about even just a single slice? It only fits one inventory slot. No. I simply couldn't.
Louis said, every watch he owns has specific serial numbers and official paperwork to verify their authenticity. He said he hopes the suspects are caught before they target another home or family.
I hope they are killed immediately.
Yeah. Before any more watches are harmed in transit. Hey, that was definitely an episode of Bunta Vista. That's what this is called. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry, just in saying that, I realized that you came on specifically because you had a plug, and I feel like the good etiquette is to do the plug at the start, just in case we have any drop-offs.
No.
Yeah, we always remember that right at the end of the show, don't we?
I think doing it at the end is fine. If they're not going to stick around to the end, they're not going to, you know, hear the plug.
Yeah.
They're not going to, you know, it's not going to affect their lives.
Yeah, true. So you're coming up to stay in my house is what I understand.
That's right. And so I'm going to be posting the address on social media, and the plug is that anyone can come over and do whatever you want to me. Yay! Yay! That's right. I'm the world's first free use comedian. Make sure some of the stuff you do is funny. That way I can claim it on tax. Ha ha. I'm doing that, but the plug is for something different. It's for I'm coming up to Brisbane to film my show. And I'm doing shows around beautiful Australia in preparation. Please get tickets to the July 20th performance in Sydney. That's at Kinsella's as part of the Encore Festival. I'm doing the show down in Melbourne as part of Comedy Republic's Replay Festival. And then August 8th is the big one in Brisbane. Filming the show, a completely independent production. So, you know, it's just old Tombo and a lot of people I've hired.
Just Tom with a GoPro on his forehead.
Yeah, it's the first one where you get the POV of me looking at the audience and you get to see the scowls in real time. It's going to be great. I'm really happy with this show. It's about my many internet obsessions, basically.
It's a really unbelievably good show. It is so fucking funny. Don't miss out on seeing that. Tom, where can people find the tickets for it?
They can find it in the description
of this episode.
Can I send you some links?
Yeah, you can probably send me some links.
Yeah, sweet. Other than that, just check out Good Chat Comedy, or I'll have posted it on my various socials at this point.
It's not up to Tom to educate you. You know, he's not here to educate you. Look it up. Use Google.
Yes.
Well, and you're going to use Google, you're going to type in Tom Walker Comedy Show, and an AI is going to answer, and it's not going to be good.
Yeah, it'll say Jonathan Pye is a blah, blah, blah.
Considering walking to a comedy show, why not simply eat seven rocks about it and wish?
Yeah, links will be in the description. Please go to Tom's show and laugh.
Please. Don't,
if you're kind of like me and you find it very hard to actually openly laugh at stuff, even if you're really enjoying it, stay at home. You don't look good in a crowd, okay? You got to be someone who can smile and laugh.
Yeah. I don't have that. To 10 beers.
Dear autistic podcast listeners, it's maskin' time.
Yeah. Just like have a lot of downtime in the days leading up to the recording so that you're fully ready.
Yeah.
And yeah, have like a couple of beers. Have like a lot of beers.
Really? Because
that'll make it go
up
really smoothly for old Tom.
Oh, God.
Man, I don't think we really got it from the stage, but the stories I heard from the audience of our live show of the drunk second half of what was going on in the crowd, it was a rowdy crowd.
Really?
It was a very drunk
it
people
felt
in
good
there.
For us. So it's it drinking great for 7 us. To 10 beers.
Yeah. Last time I was up at Good Chat, I was up there and I was performing on like the Thursday, and I got in and the guy who runs the show was like, yeah, on Wednesday we had to kick a couple out because they were fingering each other in like the second row.
Oh. Nice.
And it was like just a
strange
regular
place for it.
Yeah.
It is a really nice space. The lighting down there is absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
So I can sort of see how there is a very romantic. They've got little table lamps on all the tables. It feels like you're in a comedy club from like the 70s.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It's a cool I'd place.
I agree. That is very horny.
Yeah. Mm.
And if you'd like to finger someone there, well, hold that thought on until you get to Ben's address, where I will be laid out on the bed for whatever to happen.
That's it. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you soon. Stay safe out there and just be gentle with Tom.
Be gentle with you. Fuck you. You're not me. Be gentle with Tom.